Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
President Trump is taking a prostate drug that's often prescribed for hair loss. That's according to his doctor, Dr. Harold N. Borstein, who told the New York Times in an interview they published on Wednesday. He also made a point of stating that the president has all his hair. The doctor also said the president is taking antibiotics to control rosacea, a skin condition that causes redness.
That's why he's orange.
A senior White House official says that Borstein did not have Trump's permission to speak about his health.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So this guy's going.
That's a crazy guy who gave him a physical and said he was in the best health of ever. Remember that guy?
Yeah. Is this the same guy that's taking Charlie Sheen's blood and injecting himself? You can't just go around telling people's business.
Yeah, they said that drug is linked with, like, confusion and then, like, early onset dementia and stuff. So now they're saying he's all crazy because of the drugs he's been taking it for years. So.
Oh, that's a major HIPAA violation. Yeah. How is he able to do that?
I don't know. I think he's going to get in trouble for doing that, probably.
Is there anything really embarrassing there? He takes the one drug for the hair. I would take a drug if it stopped hair loss.
Yeah.
I don't even care if they said it was going to shrink your testicles. I would take it.
But he said he has all his hair still, so.
Would you shrink your testicles to the size of peas if it meant you would have your glorious hair for the rest of your life?
No, because I will have.
I mean, you're like, if you were losing your hair. If you noticed it started going, that you wouldn't?
No.
I don't need my testicles.
Oh.
For what?
Enjoy it.
You made that thing with your hand. Like you were swishing around those Chinese balls. I don't need them. I don't want to get kicked in them anymore. Yeah.
Strictly for decoration?
They are, not only are they decoration, they're just a sign that they're an area of weakness for me. They're a weak spot.
It's part of the fun.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's part of my fun zone.
Nope, don't like it.
I don't want Sector 2 being closed. Sector 1?
Sector 2 is a major, major weakness. It's an entry. It's a major...
That's fine, though. I like whenever...
Sector 2 gets down.
People go into Sector 1 and Sector 2.
I don't know. Sector 1. Sector 2 is closed. Sector 2 is very sensitive. Mm. You set the alarm off right away.
Oh, no.
I got to tell you, Sector 2 is open and encouraged to be played on.
Yeah.
Sector 1 is open. Sector 2 has a very...
Close it off.
Very easily fired off alarm system.
Oh, no.
Section 3, though.
Oh.
Sector 3... It's like, we're inviting people over.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Sector 3? We're not going to invite you, but if you stop by, we may not be mad at you.
Gates open.
Yeah. I mean, you can't come in. You can hang out up front, though.
Right.
Yeah.
You can run around the outside a little bit.
Yeah.
Don't try to go in Sector 3.
Beacon.
Yeah.
That's quick.
Let's see what's going on.
You can look down the hall.
Yeah.
So go from 1 to 3.
Certainly don't just go running in there.
No. Don't bring your friends.
Don't sneak up on me now at all.
Sector 1, 2, and 3. So mine, Sector 1, 2, and 3 are all good. Sector 3, you can't go in, but you can look. You can look in there whenever you're at 2, you know, if you want to look in 3.
Right.
Or you, Sector 1, Sector 3.
Sector 1 is wide open. Sector 2 is shut down.
Shut down for you.
Shut down. The alarm goes off. It's easily tripped. I'm like, hey, the alarm's off. It's too sensitive of an alarm.
Really?
Yeah. I don't like it.
Weird.
And maybe it comes from
Spanish?
Previous trauma.
All sectors are open for business.
Open for business.
Yeah.
So Sector 3.
I've wanted to try it, but I've never had
any guests over
Sector
3.
You want to try it?
I mean, yeah, everyone's always.
Seems like you just say try it and they try it.
Well, I mean, yeah, if I was having sex more, I might be able to do that.
Oh, sex? Man. What are you talking about?
We're talking about sectors.
Oh, right. Yeah. No,
it's a warehouse.
I want to check out my Sector 3.
Back to Donald Trump. Donald Trump spoke at the National Prayer Breakfast yesterday and told the religious leaders to pray for a certain somebody. Here is Donald Trump speaking.
We had tremendous success on The Apprentice, and when I ran for president, I had to leave the show. That's when I knew for sure I was doing it. And they hired a big, big movie star, Arnold Schwarzenegger, to take my place. And we know how that turned out. The ratings went right down the tubes. It's been a total disaster. And Mark will never, ever bet against Trump again. And I want to just pray for Arnold, if we can, for those ratings.
Oh, what a jackass.
It's so ridiculous.
Of course, since Trump said that, Arnold had to rebut it and come back. So here is Arnold talking about Trump.
Oh, boy.
Asking everybody to pray for him with the ratings and stuff for the Celebrity Apprentice. Here's Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Hey, Donald, I have a great idea. Why don't we switch jobs? You take over TV because you're such an expert in ratings, and I take over your job. And then people can finally sleep comfortably again.
I don't know if you know the law. You're a dirty foreigner and you can't be trusted. How do you like that?
No other way to put it.
Yeah. We're born here.
Dirty foreigner.
We're born here. Can't be president.
It's a law.